This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Justice Department's Inspector General spent hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about Russian contacts with U.S. President Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias in doing so, there were major flaws in how that investigation was conducted.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham said that the system failed, while California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said the FBI investigations were based on facts and not political bias. The president has said the report shows bias against his candidacy. The United States has taken a more positive stance on Iranian offers of a prison swap since the two sides carried out a rare detainee exchange in Zurich through Swiss mediation Saturday. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has been among several officials to express a readiness for more prisoner swaps with Washington following Saturday's exchange, which involved Iran freeing a Chinese-American academic in return for the U.S. releasing an Iranian scientist. In a Wednesday briefing to reporters at the State Department, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that he hopes the Saturday prisoner exchange portends well for bringing back more Americans detained in Iran. Some major Jewish organizations are hailing an executive order issued by President Trump, interpreting members of the Jewish religion as part of a distinct nationality. They say universities could lose federal funding if they do not stop discrimination against Jews on their campuses. Others are uncomfortable with a government action to create an ethnic categorization and also worry about its